Oh, yeah, we are. Yes, we are. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for heading into the second hour with us from 10 to noon every weekday. And of course, always with you in spirit on the weekends. Let's get back to the phone lines, the talk and text lines at 884-9910 here in just a sec. Want to remind you of the poll question. You know, it's not a guarantee what the answer is going to be completely, but what do you think? 991fmtalk.com. Are you going to comply with the governor's mandate to wear a mask? Now he's saying, well, it's not a, 100%. Yeah, there's something about a person who always backtracks on what they say. I try not to say things unless I have full confidence in them. This governor? No. He relies on experts that aren't experts in a lot of different fields, and he won't listen to the experts. That's what really gets me. And if you disagree with him, wow, is he combative. Somebody needs anger management classes. Of course, most people know about his history anyway, so I won't bring that up. So, yeah, or he needs to, what did I say about Jesus taking the wheel? Needs to pull this car over and give people a good backhand with that flip-flop. Good butt beating. Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with, who are we checking in with? Let's check in with Jay this morning. Jay wants to talk about thugs. And Jay, I could read so much into that, but I'm going to let you explain. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, thank you, Monica, and also thank you for sticking up for our great President Trump and our great country. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I'm tired of these thugs tearing up our country. I'm about ready to give my partner a call in Tucson, Arizona, and say, let's help Trump out. Is there something we can do as veterans? We were baby killers back when.
Yeah.
But we're still veterans. And you know what? I want to support Trump. My 35-year-old daughter told me the other day she feels safe with President Trump in charge. Yeah. It made me feel good. And it's the truth.
Jay, I feel safe anywhere where Republicans are in charge. Because this isn't something new. You go into any Democrat-controlled areas and they loosen the laws, they don't enforce the laws, and that goes for, here in Reno with Hillary Sheevy, the state of Nevada with Governor Sisolak, but the 20 most dangerous areas in the country are controlled by Democrats.
It's pitiful. It's shameful. And it's at the point, Monica, and I've got family that's on the other side. And he told me last year, my brother, this could break families up. Well, guess what? It kind of has. We're not talking as much.
But the point is, what can I do as a
Vietnam vet? What can I do as a Vietnam vet to help our president in this situation? He's got more energy than anybody I know. I want to do my part. I'm going to pick my partner up. We're going to head to Washington, D.C. and see what we can do about it. If they deface that Vietnam Memorial, Monica,
yep,
it's shameful.
It is. It's shameful what they've already done to the Lincoln Monument. So, Jay, that's what I would say. Grab your partner, and how you can help is actually just defend these monuments. We put money into them, millions and millions of dollars of taxpayer dollars, and millions upon millions of dollars of private donations. And people think that they can just come in and destroy them. And, well, no. So we, the people, have to stand up and protect them. You know, people have been standing guard over local monuments. And they were even doing it last night where we were at the Capitol. We're not going to stand for this. And as soon as those thugs understand it, in certain communities, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat-controlled or not, we, the people, I love saying that, we, the people, are not going to stand for it. So, Jay, wherever you go, whatever you decide to do, besides, of course, vote and get your friends to vote, be safe and know that we're behind you all the way. Jay, thank you so much for your service as well. I would never use the term baby killer to Vietnam veterans. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Jason this morning. And Jason is actually one of those that I was just mentioning who has been standing guard over the past couple of weekends over our monuments, our statues, our history. Jason, thank you so much for doing this.
Are you there?
Yes. I just gave you a big old thank you, Jason.
Can't hear you. Are we there?
Oh, can you not? Are we having issues with our phones again? Jason, can you hear us?
It's weird. I can hear you through my radio because it's turned really far down. I know you're not supposed to turn it, but I cannot hear you on the phone. But would you like me to continue talking?
That's weird, but yes, Jason, go
ahead. I know,
ahead,
it's really
and,
weird. I can hear you through my car, but not the phone. Real quickly, I wanted to brush on this. Yes, yeah, I was there yesterday, of course, and I was just to the right of you. And then I, a couple things I wanted to hit real quick. One of them was great about Sisolak's temper. I have a video recently where a lot of people have seen where I addressed him about coming to the Black Lives Matter stuff, but not the Blue Lives March and all that. And he flipped out. He lost it. You could see he's pointing fingers at me and going right towards my face with it. And I was very polite to him. And so without that said, that was just a little side note. It's kind of funny. I was there for the last 2 weekends, standing out in front of these memorials, especially the officer memorial. We heard that they were going to trash it. That was my breaking point. One of the things that, standing up, a lot of other people stood up with us, but one of the demographics we're not hitting is my age group. I'm 38 years old. And, of course, you see a lot of the older vets out there, great people. I've met a lot of good people out there, retired cops, stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, we need to get, my age group needs to start standing up more because this is going to be our future. And I'm starting to gather people around this and say, look, this is what's going on. They're trashing things. We've stood guard there until 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday night. The following night, Saturday night, we were there. And no, it was Saturday night. We were there until 3 o'clock in the morning. Sunday night, we were there until 1 in the morning. They had an officer that night, you know, the second night out, but you know, we need to be protecting these things. We need to get the demographic of the younger folks who they need to stand up. It's almost like they're afraid to stand up. And it only takes one person. I've noticed that when I showed up the way I was to guard, a lot of people came out. And to trash a memorial of our officers who have died in the line of duty is absolutely, I don't even know if they're reading what they're doing. I mean, the history of some of these statues they're tearing down, it's just like, are you guys realizing what's going on? But I did hear an officer lecturing one of the the counter protesters about, these folks are sick of it. These folks here, they're sick of it. Probably the wrong idea to be here and doing what you're doing. I did hear him physically say that, and the people have had enough. But we need to stand up. We literally need to stand up. And I'm trying to get people more my age group as well. Stand up, folks. This is our future. This is not going to go away. We cannot sit back behind the phone and think it's going to happen. You need to be out in public. I've got better things to do, trust me. But when it came up to that, I'm busy just like everyone else. But when it came to that, and I heard that, no way. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, not on our watch. Not in this area. I don't care if we got a governor that's a Democrat, that's a... Somebody got mad on Facebook the other day because somebody had posted the term libtard. And it's like, okay, so somebody posts that, you get upset, and people have been calling Trump names from even before he was elected president that are even more offensive. It's funny how when the right finally stands up and starts going after the left, that they turn into crybabies. So, Jason, thank you so much for everything that you and the people that, that you go with that have been supporting not only veterans and the people watching over these monuments, our history, but for waking up and for waking up your kids as well, because we've talked about your daughter before. And this is a very great awakening right now, because people in their 80s, people in their 70s, they've already been through all of this. They know what's going on because they've seen it happen before during World War II when communists tried to take over. The biggest mistake of the current communists and Marxists is that they didn't give it enough time, because there are still enough people alive who remember history, even though they're trying to rewrite it. So help these people understand the reality that they're fighting for, where they think they're going to have all this freedom, is actually ultimate control from the governor. Real quick, let's go back to the government, not our governor. Thank goodness. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Jimmy this morning. Wants to talk about the face mask thing. Hello, Jimmy. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, baby. I agree with that guy 100%. Hi, Kelly. Haven't seen you in a while. I was at Wally World today, and none of the workers at Walmart had anything to say. I had my face mask in my hand, but I went down the wrong aisle the wrong way because the hot dog buns were right there, and this lady of color starts directing traffic. She didn't work for Walmart. She was just a shopper. So when everybody got scared and left, I was still going the wrong way. I'm getting all my hot dog buns, and she goes, "And you're not wearing your face mask, and you're going the wrong way." And I says, "Honey, I dropped trowel. Which part of my behind you want to kiss?"
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know what? If you're so concerned, you go about your business and you leave my business to me. Move along.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very offended of those, you know, one-way store walks. I need this right here. I'm going this way. I don't take directions like that.
Yeah, no, I don't take directions anyway. Certainly not from that. Well, I can't say it on the air because you'll be hitting that button.
From that woman. It doesn't matter what color. You know, Jimmy, it doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what color she was, because you know what? People of all color are doing that. Yeah. It's the left versus the right. It's the brainwashed versus the people of intelligence. So,
yeah, and I mentioned that too. Screw your governor. Yeah. He ain't my governor. But, you know, anyway.
Well, unfortunately, Jimmy, he's not their president. He is our governor, too. So, thanks for standing up for yourself. And you know what? If people want to wear a mask, that's absolutely fine. But if you don't, then don't. Don't listen to the governor. Don't listen to, you know, any of his minions out there. And if somebody who doesn't work for the company starts harassing you, stand your ground. Because these people are about bullying. They want you to comply. It's nothing about your health. It's nothing about your freedom. They want you to comply. Stand up for your rights, even if it's in the middle of Walmart. We'll be back after this quick break with thoughts from Jane and lawsuits coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
All right, we've got a couple of people hanging on the talk and text line, 884-9910. Log on to 991fmtalk.com on this fabulous Friday and participate in the poll question. Will you comply with the governor's mandate for everyone to wear a mask at all times when you are in public, inside, or out? Yes or no? Log on. So far, 89% of those participating in the poll, no, absolutely not. Let's go to the lines and check in with Jane this morning. Quick comments on the Nevada Secretary of State and lawsuits. Hi, Jane. What's your thoughts?
Hi, Monica. I appreciate Jerry Evans and you pushing back on Barbara Sagaski. I hope you'll continue to push back on her. Remember, she's the one who maintains the confidential address program, which is when any person who has a pulse files for an application to get a protection order can vote in the state of Nevada.
That's just the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I know, and that's why I really appreciate you and Jerry pushing back on Barbara Sagaski. She also has a son who is the only person in the state of Nevada, the 8th Judicial District Court, who reports. He's an investigator. He reports to a human resources person, Ed May, in the 8th Judicial District Court. Investigators don't report to human resources. Investigators report to their superior. So those are all things that Barbara Sagaski needs to be pushed back on. I would like to ask a question. Why is it, and I'm not dismissive of the fight for Nevada and recall Sisolak. I'm not dismissive of any of those people, and I greatly appreciate the time they put in. But why is it that they're not suing Sisolak? Because it would make more sense to sue Sisolak, given we have already got criminal activity on him. Why you're not going that route?
So they went that, well, first off, they couldn't get a lawyer that would take up all of these different things. There are legislators who are suing him for different reasons. There is Nevada Now who is suing them on, or suing him on the gun rights, which actually I believe is in court right now. And they actually did sue him, or, you know, the process, and it was thrown out. So there are lawsuits out there, but, you know, that's the thing, Jane. You got to have money if you're going to sue. These guys don't do it pro bono, but Joey Gilbert is actually going to be taking on a lot of this. If people are having issues with employers about wearing masks, please tell your story at media@joeygilbertlaw.com. I just found this out last night. I want to get Joey on the air to talk about it, but he's going to be taking on a lot of these lawsuits. So, Jane, again, thank you so much for calling. And there's some interesting things coming up with Fight for Nevada, which we're going to have to talk about. We've only got a couple of minutes, but I want to get Tim on because Tim wants to point out something that I brought up a little bit yesterday, and it goes back to, who do you trust? Do you trust the CDC? Do you trust who? Do you trust organizations like OSHA? You know, who are you listening to when it comes to wearing a mask and your health? So, Tim, tell me what you found out about OSHA requirements.
I'll tell you, Monica, I was called to do a great job, by the way. I was
Thank
called
you.
To this by a post that I saw yesterday on Carson Now. It was a lengthy comment from a guy disputing a lot of the issues over face coverings. And he said, go ahead and research it yourself. So as you were doing your show, I did that. I went on OSHA's site. I sent you the link to it. And they have a whole thing on their FAQs right there for all the world to see about the differences in face cloth covering, surgical masks, and respirators. And by respirators, I mean the heavy-duty industrial-type respirators. And it says right here in black and white how these do not protect the wearer. They cannot be considered PPE because they don't protect the wearer. This is both surgical masks and the cloth face coverings mm-hmm. because of a loose fit, lack of seal or inadequate filtration. That's on both of those. So there, you know, before this thing magically goes away, I thought I would call that to your attention. I already sent an email to you. It's long with the text in it for your reference and the link to the site. But everyone can take a look for themselves. It's the OSHA.gov site. They have a section there for COVID-19 FAQs. And there's the question right there. What are the key differences? So,
Tim, I am so impressed that you saw that and then you took it upon yourself to do your own research. I wish more people would do that, because even if people would just look at the boxes, whether it be food they're buying or drink or something to put over their face, even the box of the masks say will not prevent bacteria and viruses. It's just ridiculous how people are buying into this. Tim, the only one that's out there is the N95 mask, and I am just mortified that nurses are coming to me and how they are supposed to be the ones that we're protecting and keeping safe. Hospitals, local hospitals, are giving nurses and people one N95 mask. And they are supposed to use that mask for an entire week. A week, going from room to room to room, going and talking with different people. The bacteria, the viruses that they go through, they get one mask for a week when those are supposed to be changed on a very regular basis per patient.
And you know, and OSHA also references the N95 masks too, that those require special fittings and training mm-hmm. on their proper use. So it's not just like you buy it off the shelf and throw it on, you're good to go.
Exactly.
There's a lot more to it. So people, you can go to inform yourselves and take a look at it. And I'm not complying.
Good for you. Thank you so much, Tim. And thank you for doing the due diligence. More people need to do that. Or trust the people that you're listening to. Because I'm looking out for your health. I'm looking out for your well-being. And there is something to be said about oxygen levels falling. All right, we got to take a quick Fox News break, and then we'll be back here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Doesn't matter where you're at, because you can stream the show live. You can also listen to past podcasts from the shows. It is the Monica Jay Show. It's your show, though. I want to hear from you. 884-9910. We've got some people hanging on the line, especially Vance. We want to hear from Vance, but I got to take just a minute to share a few things with you. And that is, you know, I try to research as much data as I can, and I have literally hundreds of different sites that I go to. I do not listen to mainstream media because it's blame stream media. I don't even Fox. There's only I listen to the Five. I watch the Five. I record it, and I record Tucker Carlson. That's pretty much it, because that's where I'm finding valuable information, no holds barred. Because truth is truth. Truth is truth. So here we go. One of the things that you're not hearing on Blamestream Media is the new bombshell peer-reviewed study that was done by Penn State. And that is, new data shows 8.7 million Americans likely had coronavirus in March. So what came from this study? That the lockdowns were worthless. More testing is being done. You have to get tests for a new virus that comes along, and it takes time. The tests are now there. The tests are coming up positive. That doesn't mean that you're sick with it, with the virus. understand when these numbers are being thrown at you, that even though the numbers may increase of cases, that doesn't mean the people are sick. The people that are hospitalized, please keep in mind, hospitals get a large sum of money for everyone they hospitalized with the coronavirus. Whether these people feel bad or not, they're getting money. And they get more, almost three times as much money if these people are in intensive care and get ventilators. If this virus is so bad, if our frontline workers, the nurses, the doctors, the assistants, are the real American heroes, we have to take such great care of them. Why are the hospitals giving them one N95 mask to use for an entire week? I'm not talking about nationally. I'm talking about in Carson City and in Reno. Ask yourself. Those are expensive masks, by the way. Here's the other report that I want you to really focus on. Suicide versus corona deaths. A study has found out that this economic crisis that we've been through, the people losing their livelihoods, I mean their businesses, things that they've worked their entire lives for, gone. Not going to be able to come back, even with the government's help. People losing their jobs, not being able to pay their bills. People emotionally being stressed by fear. Fear of Antifa, fear of Black Lives Matter, fear of the coronavirus. Fear, fear, fear. All of this could lead to 80 to 831 plus thousand suicides. Over 831,000 suicides. Almost 832. You want a number? You want a number to focus on? Because all of this fear and division that the Democrats and the left are creating, that is four times the number of estimated corona deaths. You just heard it in the newscast that we just had. All these new cases. The governor coming, we have to really strap down. Everybody wears masks. And what I've forgotten to mention when I say in public, you know, that's in private as well. You're supposed to be wearing your mask at home. Parties, baby showers, birthdays. No, I don't think so. Because what they're not telling you, our death rate isn't increasing. No new deaths here in Washoe County. Think about this logically, please. There are bigger things that we need to be focused on. Like the fact that, we just lost a special event. You know what? Why don't we just consider everything canceled? And if your special event is still going to go on, then that's news. Then we'll talk about that. And I know I haven't mentioned it, but I am still working on a show and shine. I got a couple of people out there helping me. We got music groups that are willing to do it. We've got some marketing help. We are still going to plan on it. But we have to get control of this. And people have to start using their voices. And with that, let's go to Vance, because I'm not going to do it. He's going to call you out.
Okay, three things. That's one of them. But going back to the mask and the research, isn't it amazing how the Democrats are pushing false science on us again?
Mm-mm-mm. Yep, just like climate change.
All right. Calling people out. How many people we got here in the Great Basin area, and you got, what, a couple thousand max causing all this friction? Come on, people. Where are you? You say the cops, it's the job of the cops? No, it's your job, because now it's starting to filter into your neighborhoods. Is that how long you're going to wait? I'm not. I live in the North Valleys. I'm down here in Reno, and I'm going down to Carson City. I don't want to hear any griping out of you people unless you are down there with me and with the other people that are standing against this Antifa slant BLM crowd. Now, a little quip. Though I walk through the valley of death, I shall fear no evil, because I am walking in the shadow of God and I am heavily armed. Have fun this weekend.
You too, Vance. Love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Let's go to another phone call right now. Talk text line 884-9910. Roger's on with us, and Roger wants to talk about protecting statues as well. Thanks for calling the show, Roger.
Thank you for somebody call. I want to talk about the guy that you talked about. He's very right, but this didn't really happen in Nevada. It happened in Northern California years ago. What happened was they were killing cops around convenience stores. People in Sissy County, they're shooting cops right and left. Convenience stores were being robbed. And then what happened was people got tired of it, and they went into the jail and took everybody out and hung them. The reason I know this is true, because my dad's best friend was the photographer for 680 News back then, and he took the last hanging in Sissy County. But this is what's the problem here, because people won't stop. I said after they did the hanging, they did in Modoc County, Lassen, and Shasta County, they stayed the heck out of Sissy County because they meant business. Because if they were going to go there, those criminals were going to get really hurt bad. You know what I'm saying? So if they did anything there, but it didn't happen for years, if anything happened there for a long, long time, we need to take. I'm just saying, though, that there is. I'm tired of the liberal judges and everybody letting these people go, and then you want to harm somebody else. And then like the guy who lost his daughter down in San Francisco, and he just watched his daughter die. I know I've heard of people come. My grandmother came here from Ellis Island. Her name is Ellis Island. And so she came here legally. And I'm not for against people that are coming here wrong. I'm here for people coming here legally. I'm against people coming here wrong.
Yeah, we have laws. We're a nation of laws. And Roger, you can see what's happening. You know, ask yourself, what happened to all the homeless that we were just concerned about in San Francisco, in here in Reno? Nobody talks about it anymore. Roger, you talk about respecting the law in Sparks. In the city of Sparks, they work by the rule of law. They don't have the homeless issue that we have here in Reno. The homeless people here don't have to wear masks. You know what? Yeah. Look at California, how they were decriminalizing things. State of New York. Mayor Giuliani, he was enforcing the laws. And it was turning out to, where it was the murder capital of the country, it was turning out to be a great place and someplace that people felt safe to go and visit now. But now we have city councils and commissions coming out and say, you know, where if it's $1,000 or less, you know, don't even send the cops out. We've got other things for them to do. Yeah. When you decriminalize things and you let the criminals run rampant, even if it's just for a robbery of a cosmetic store, that leads to bigger issues and bigger problems. And that's what they set us up for, Roger. It's all a setup.
Yeah, you're very right. I want to apologize if we're not showing up. I didn't know the time you were meeting up there in Carson's last night. I would have came, but I'll come next time.
Well, you know what? They are going to be meeting again on Saturday to rally to reopen this state. People forget we're still in phase two, which we should not be in anyway. So, Roger, they're going to be out there at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Do whatever you can, people. It doesn't matter if it's a rally or just standing up to somebody in a store for your right not to wear a mask. It's up to you. People are awakening to this fact that we're in a tyrannical time right now. We have authoritarians over us that the only reason they wanted to ever get elected was power. The slightest amount of power corrupts. And it's we, the people. Our founding fathers started that document out with we, the people, four times larger than the rest of the text for a reason. Because they knew it would all come back to just us. We'll be back right after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show, your show. Not so much focusing on the local hassles that we go through, so find out more for yourself at great websites like washorap.com. You want to find out what's going on with development? City Council, since you still can't go to the meetings, doing a lot of important damage to the state. So check it out for yourself. 8 days. July 4th, 2020. We will still celebrate our independence without the fireworks. Because we still are independent. And we will remain that way. Don't worry about the fireworks. And for goodness sake, don't do any illegal fireworks, even though you can buy them at certain places. It's a tinderbox out there. We want to protect what we have. But keep in mind that our independence is under assault right now. People's blood pressure going up. But let's go back to there's always a silver lining. All of our special events being canceled, that's going to hurt our economy. But guess what? Human trafficking skyrockets during those events. So we're helping protect that way. How about that silver lining? We need something upbeat to bring us conservatives together. And I think Camille and Haley have the right attitude and the right song to give us a little boost as we head into the weekend and maybe put a smile on your face and a little spring in your step. And that's just Keep America Great. Be proud to support
Keep America
your
Great. Keep America Great. Gotta stick to our guns.
Difficulty going on this one, so if we go back and get the live version, that should be a little bit better.
And Haley,
and we are a sister duo also called
the Trumpets.
And we wrote a song for President Donald Trump, who we love so much. This is called
Keep America Great.
They're adorable.
Keep America Great.
No, okay, we're having internet connection problems again, so we'll just leave it at that. But when you get a chance tonight or today, just go onto YouTube and check out Keep America Great. It's an upbeat, just fantastic song that I'm so proud of those two girls, because you know what? I don't know. I may be projecting, but they look like they're just in their very early 20s, if not teens. And as Jason was saying earlier, us old farts, we've seen this happen before. We need to have the 20-somethings and the 30-somethings stand up and fight for what's right and educate yourselves on what your rights actually are. Mandates, regulations, government has gotten out of control. And we, the people, have to take that control back. You just have to know what your rights are. And you have to stand up to the left. You have to stand up to the people who are brainwashed by hearing false facts over and over and over that take it as gospel. Like wearing a mask. If somebody comes up to you and says, "Where's your mask? Put it on." Just tell them to mind their own business. If they have a mask on, they'll be perfectly fine. But as for you, you know your rights. Have a beautiful weekend. Go out and enjoy it. Go out into our desert, to our lakes, to our rivers. Breathe in the fresh air and the oxygen. And know that I love you, and I will be back here for you, with you, on Monday.